You can turn to Jeremiah chapter 6. All right, please stand if you can, out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able. Jeremiah chapter 6, we're going to read responsively through these verses. You can join me out loud on the even verses. I will read by myself on the odd verses for apparent reasons. And we'll start in verse 8 together of Jeremiah chapter 6. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. They shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, and the aged with him that is full of days. Their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out mine hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. We've been talking about the old paths. And in verse 16, God is pleading with his people. He says, hey, look, you've been through all this negative stuff. You've turned away from me. You've left me behind. You've not followed my ways. You've not done the things that I've asked you to do, even to the point where everyone is given over to these things, where every priest and every prophet dealeth falsely with my people. They even kind of bridge the gap of my judgment by saying there's peace when it's not peace, when it's judgment, and when my hand is against them. They've even healed the daughter of my people slightly, he says. He says, and even when they should have been ashamed of committing great abominations before the Lord, they couldn't even blush. And there was no remorse, and there was no shamefulness of sin. And he said, because of that, they are going to fall with them that fall. God is going to visit them and cast them down. And he says, these things are going to come to pass. But in the midst of all of that judgment, in the midst of all of that cause and effect, the people turn from God. God is going to bring judgment and bring the punishment upon them. He still throws in verse 16. Our God is a long-suffering God. Our God is a patient God. He is a God of grace. He is a God of mercy. God wants to be our God, and he wants us to be his people. And he'll go to great lengths to do that. And let me just remind you of a slightly insignificant Bible verse. For God so loved the world that he gave. Hello? That's right. Jesus Christ, he gave us his son. That whosoever, that means the one that can't even blush anymore, the one who's gone furthest down the path of sin, the one who's gotten away from the things of God more than anybody else, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right. Folks, listen to me. What a God! And guess where this God is? He's on the old paths, walking in the good way, where we can find rest for our souls if we'll walk in them. We won't find it on another path. We won't find it anywhere else away from God. That's why he says, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? That ye should walk in them. Folks, we need to walk in them. If we walk in them, we'll find rest for our souls. We know his people said, we will not walk therein. He even sent prophets and watchmen and blowing the trumpet and sounding out the voice of repentance. But they said, we will not hearken. We talked about that last week. How the attitude of the world today is, we will not. But we as Christians need to stand up and say, we will. Those that are lost that want to come to Christ will need to stand up and say, I will accept God's gift of eternal life. We need people to get back on the path where God is and walk in his way. Today in our world, there are many churches. There are many religions. There are many ways, so-called, to enlightenment, heaven, eternal life, whatever you want to call it, that the world claims. But can I remind you of another passage of scripture? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Last I checked, Mrs. Hollingshead, those were singular. The way. How many are there? One. The truth. How many? One. The life. What? One. And it's through Jesus Christ. It's the only way. You say, you are a narrow-minded, loud-mouthed preacher. Thank you. What a compliment. When people call me weird or strange, I say, thank you. What a compliment. You understand, folks, there's only one way. That's why I'm an old-fashioned, Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching, independent Baptist preacher. Because I believe it's the right way. I believe it's what matches up with what path God is on, and that's where I want to be. If it was called something else by some other name, that's where I would be. But to date, as far as I know, this is the path. This is the old path. This is the good way. This is the place where I want to be walking so I can find rest for my souls, because that's where God is and that's where I want to be. You understand, folks? That's what we need to find. And you know what? Just because it's what I believe doesn't necessarily mean that's what you believe. But you know what? I have this thing about me. I don't know. I guess it's how God created me. I hate being wrong. I do. I just despise it. And so this is what I tell people all the time. Don't ever get in an argument with Brother Combs. Okay? Because here's my rule. I don't argue unless I know I'm right. So in other words, if you follow that out, that thought process out, right? If you find yourself in an argument with me, make a little flag go off in your head to say, okay, because I'm not going to lose. I hate losing. I don't like being wrong. It just makes me feel all weird. Okay. It just goes against every grain in my body. I hate being wrong. So I want to be right. So I'm just trying to explain to you the lengths that I'm going through to be right. To know that I'm right. And guess what path I've chosen? The old path. And guess what? I didn't come up with this on my own, folks. This is not some figment of my imagination. I am finding these things from the very source of the path of God for our lives. Guess what? If we want to know about God, don't go to some council. Don't go to some commentary. Don't go to some author. Don't go to some book. Don't go to some church. Don't go to some religion. Don't go anywhere else. Go to the source. If you want to find the old ways, ask the right source. What's the right source? This book. All I know about God is right here. All I need to know about God is right here. Can I tell you something? I promised you when I became pastor here, I would always tell you when something's my opinion. And I've kept that promise, and I will continue to keep that promise. This is not opinion, folks. This is fact. This is God's word. This is the path. This is the old ways. You know what churches and religions are doing today? They're getting rid of this and going with their feelings, going with their rationale, going with their societies, going with their clubs, going with their thoughts, going with their feelings. They're identifying. Well, I'm going to stick with the truth instead of these other things. Because you know what? And I've often said, you'll hear me use a boatload of scripture when I preach. You know why? Because it has better things to say than I can think of. God's already recorded it. He's already given us the direction. He's already given us the ideas. He's already given us the principles. I don't need to add anything to it. It's all right here. It's the old paths. So as we begin today, and I don't know how long we'll go through this, maybe a while. But can I tell you something? We need to know what the old paths are. The lines are being skewed today. They're being erased and eroded by the things of this world. And we've got to build them back up. We've got to take out our magic markers and embolden the lines and trace out the path again, because it's getting lost because of the noise of this world and the illusions of the devil that are trying to just wash everything together and just, well, it doesn't really matter. Yes, it does. The path of God does matter. And you know what? It's not gray. It's black and white. It's hot and cold. It's yes and no. It's not maybe. It is or it isn't. That's why God and I get along so well. Because He's absolute, and I love things that are absolute. That's why I choose to be a math teacher. Because I love absolutes. That's why I refuse to be an English teacher. Because the rules of English are this big, and the exceptions to rules are this big. English is awful. It's of the devil. Evil. No. Listen. We need the old paths more than ever today. And you know what? I'm going to challenge you. I don't want you just to accept that this is the right kind of church because I say so. I want you to find out. Hey, listen, folks. I was raised in a Christian home, but it wasn't in this kind of a church. I've been through a journey. I'll be 46 years old this year. I wasn't always an independent Baptist preacher. I was part of lots of different churches. And I've gone on a, if you will, a journey. And I don't even really like that word because that's what the contemporaries use. But I've gone on a path that God has directed me to find this way. And I have settled in my heart that this is the old path. Have you? And again, I don't want you to believe it just because I'm telling you. I want you to know it and find it like I found it. And you know what? I want you to be like Paul said, the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. I don't ever want you to say, well, my pastor said, so that's what I believe. No. 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 You find out. And as long as I have breath and as long as I can, I'm going to teach and preach the right things. But can I tell you something? I'm just a man. And if I ever get off the wrong path, and if I ever take a misstep, get rid of me. I mean that. Just throw me out. Get somebody in here that's going to preach it right. Because that's how important it is. It's the old path. It's God's way. It's the way it should be. Not the way man would say. And you know what? I'm even okay if you're a little bit uncomfortable here. I am. I'm even okay if you get your toes stepped on a little bit. Mrs. Booth, I'm there at the edge again. She's concerned about me that I'm going to go right off the end. Woo! We were talking about that last night. And I just might one these days. Tip off the end of there. But what was I talking about? something important, I'm sure. What was that? Oh, yeah, stepping on toes. That's what I was doing. I want you to feel bad about how you're living a little bit. If you're living bad. If you don't have the right things in your life. Listen, I am not going to come and just schmooze you. Right? Make you feel all warm and fuzzy. Oh, that preacher, he's so nice and he's so... No, I want to be mean. I want to punch you in the nose. If you need a good punching. You say, but a pastor's not supposed to be a brawler. I know. But that doesn't mean I can't throw a few punches. I remember a time when I was back on leave from the military. I hadn't been gone, maybe less than a year. My little brother, who is, I think he's about 6'2", 300 pounds. He's a big guy. But he'll always be my little brother. You know, he's 6 years younger than I am, so. But I remember coming back from we were working on a project in the garage, and he was kind of, you know, I'd have been 19, he'd have been, 13, about this, you know how 13-year-olds are, you know? And he thought he was going to be a little smart and kind of sass my dad a little bit, but big brother was there, and I just hauled off and let him have it, right in the kisser. To the moon, Alice, okay? And you know what? I wasn't ashamed that I did that. He needed to be put in his place. You know what, folks? We need to be put in our place sometimes. And I'm not just talking to a congregation of people. I'm talking about the preacher sometimes needs to be put in his place. We've got to stay on the old path. The draw of the world to get us off of the old paths is immense. It's like a tractor beam. I mean, it latches onto you and it doesn't want to let go. And it's constantly pulling us away. And the devil's over there with his big old eraser trying to erase the marks so we can't determine if it's the old paths or not the old paths. We just can't tell. And he likes it that way. So that we can be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. So we can just be blown away by this or by that and list about of how we feel about this and how we feel about that. That's not the old path. That's not the way God wants us to walk. He's pleading with his people. We started in verse 8 and said, where God says, be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. He said, I don't want to do this. I want you to be on the old paths. I want you to ask me. I want you to follow me. I want you to come to me. We need the old paths. So as we begin talking about these specifically, we've talked about the old paths, we've talked about the ways, we've talked about the good way, we've talked about that we should walk in them, we talked about how the world of today and even some Christians are saying, we will not. But now for those of us who've determined, we will, we want to, God, we're listening, God, we're asking you, where are the old paths, where is the good way that we should walk in it? Here are the old paths. It starts with the Word of God. In our constitution and bylaws of this local church, we make this statement primarily. We believe the Holy Scriptures of Old and New Testaments to be the verbally inspired Word of God. The Scriptures are inerrant, infallible, and God-breathed. And they're therefore the final authority for faith and life. The 66 books of the Old and New Testaments are the complete and final revelation of God to man. The Scriptures shall be interpreted according to their normal grammatical, historical meaning. The King James Version shall be the official translation of the church and will be the only translation used in preaching, teaching, or in any other capacity in the local church. Can I tell you something? That's the old path. That's the old ways. Let me just tell you just a little bit of a nutshell about this. If this book were not perfect, why would I follow it? If this book were not the truth, why would I listen to it? If there was one mistake in this book, how would I know that there weren't other mistakes? You see why that's so important that it's inerrant? That's why it's so important that it's infallible? That's why it's so important that every single word is God-breathed. Because if it's not, what good is it? In a nutshell of history, now I promise you, I could spend years talking to you about the King James Bible. Can I tell you something about a nutshell? There is one translation that comes from one particular text. That's the King James Bible. Every single other version, translation, comes from a different text. Okay, you measure it out. Why? You say, what about the New King James? Comes from the other one. Just study it out. What? You tell me why one text yields one English translation. And every single other, there are over 300 now, different Bible versions, they all come from this other text. Can you tell me why that is? Why don't any of these other Bible versions come from that one text over there? One text, one translation. That seems pretty simple to me. The other text, multiple translations that can't even agree together. They can't. They don't include the same verses. They don't include the same translation. They argue about what words or what meanings. They don't even agree. And they come from the same text over here. What? How can that be truth? How can that be a way to follow? That sounds confusing to me. This way seems so clear. You know what's great about a straight, narrow path? It ain't confusing. You know what's dangerous about a broad path? It can be confusing. Which way do I go? Where are the markers? Where are the lines? I have no idea. Do I just wander about? I mean, this path is kind of wide. I don't understand. A straight path, I don't have any problem following a straight path. How many of you are hikers? Some of the best paths to follow, those little mountain passages, right? Because you know exactly where to put your feet. You know what's dangerous about a broad path? You're not sure where to put your feet. I guess anywhere in here is okay. Oh, pitfall. Whoa! Yeah. How do you know? You don't know. God has given us the old paths. He's given us the old King James Bible. Can I tell you something? We don't need a new one. I've been in education for many years. Now I'm homeschooling, or we're homeschooling our children. But for 16 years, I was the principal of a Christian school. Can I tell you something? America's education stinks. It does. We're at the bottom of the ladder amongst the world in education. We're dumb. These people that are following public education, they really don't know anything. It's sad. Now, as a whole, there are some that excel. I understand that. That's human nature. But for the majority of the part of it, it's a bad education. You know what's great about the old King James Bible? It makes me learn new words. You see, I don't understand the these and the thous and the f's and the ifs and the ye's and all this. Then learn. Broaden your education. You know what? You say, oh, these, we don't use these words anymore. Well, then start using them. You say, but I'll sound funny. Good. People might notice that you're a little different. And guess what we're supposed to be? A peculiar people. You don't want to know why? Because God wants people to stop and look at us. Yeah. He wants us to stop and look at us. Why? So that they'll ask, hey, why are you different? Oh, because I serve the Almighty God. Because Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Would you like to know Him? Isn't that something? Guess what? If you weren't different, they wouldn't ask you. If you didn't stick out like a sore thumb, they wouldn't ask why you stick out like a sore thumb. It's the old paths. The Word of God is paramount in our lives. I read to you our statement of faith. It is the final authority for faith in life. You say, why do you believe what you believe? Because of this book. And guess what? If I think there's something wrong in this book, I've already decided that I'm the one that's wrong, not the book. Because guess what's infallible? And guess what's fallible? Guess who's infallible? Guess who's fallible? So guess who's the one that's faulty? Me. God and His old paths are not faulty. This word that lights our path is not faulty. I need to submit myself to it. I need to live my life by it. I don't know a better way to go than this way. I don't know a better path to follow than this path. You say, God, show me. He'll show you. God, enlighten me. He'll enlighten you. He wants you to walk in the path. He has taken all of the necessary measures to preserve this book for you and for me. So that we could walk in the way. So we can walk in the old paths. Guess what we got to do? That was get your nose in the book. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul warns Timothy and tells him, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Folks, you're not going to get on the old path and stay on it without a fight. The devil's going to continue to try to draw you off sides. That's a football term. Well, it could be a hockey term too. I was watching hockey playoffs. They're gonna try to get you on the wrong side of things. And guess what? They're gonna make it sound so good. They're gonna make it sound so astute and so, educated.
Well, you know that in the old languages, this word really meant this, and the King James translators, they didn't quite get it right.
You know what? I think I'll trust those guys. Go study their history. Those men that translated the King James Version of the Bible, they were smart. They could read, write, and speak an average of 6 to 7 languages per man. I can't even master English. And neither can you. Or let me say, neither can y'all. Because you tell me you're fixing to do something and you're not working on a car. Okay. Oh, we dumb. They were a lot smarter than you and I are. They knew these languages. They knew the meanings. They could speak them. They could write them. They could read them. And yo hablo poquito español. Yo hablo poquito en inglés. They're deceived. Paul tells Timothy. Paul instructs Timothy. Paul admonishes Timothy to continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. He tells Timothy, stay on the old path, Timothy. He said, stay in the things that you've learned. He says, stay in the things that you've been assured of. He said, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Kids, or young people, kids, adults, church family, check out the source. Don't just buy something hook, line, and sinker because some smart guy or some smart lady said it. Search it out. Know why you believe what you believe. And listen, I will be glad to talk to anybody and debate anybody about these things. More than happy to. And if you can show me a different path, I'll take it. But until you do, I'm staying on this one. Because I know it to be right. You know what? I've proved it. I know you all hate me for loving geometry. But I actually like proofs. You say, you are insane. I know I'm insane. I know it. I've embraced it. That's the best way to get through it, is to embrace it. I love it. You know why? Because I can actually see it. Step by step of why something is the way it is. You know what I can see step by step why something is the way it is? Because of this book. I don't have to guess. And guess what? It is of no private interpretation. God means what he says what he means, and that's it. I've just decided to say, you know what? I believe God. Let God be true, and every man a liar. This is his book. It is the old path, and we should walk in it. Timothy says, you've known these things. He says, from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. You know what that is? Walking in the old paths. Walking in the good way, where we find rest and peace for our souls. The only way you're going to find perfect peace is through the Word of God. It is the only source that we can trust. You know what? Let me just take a step back and say this. You can't trust me. Why? Because I'm a man. I'm a human being. I am fallible. I am capable of sin. I'm capable of turning from God. I'm capable of going my own way. That's who I am. And that's who you are. But you know what you can trust? This old book. Because just like God, it doesn't change. It can't change. It's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Folks, this book is settled. It ain't changing. And guess what? Just because it's socially acceptable now, doesn't matter. Because it's not acceptable to God. And it won't be acceptable to God. He's not going to change his mind just because the Supreme Court decides this. Or because the president declares this. Or because this company or that company advertised this or that. If you don't mind me getting on a little bit of a soapbox for a second. Listen, I'm disgusted as much as you are about companies supporting the alphabet crowd. But can I tell you something? If we stopped buying things from every company that supports the alphabet crowd, you wouldn't buy anything. Anyway, I'll get off that. I'm not happy about it, but I still need to drive a vehicle, and I still need to go to the grocery store, and I still want to eat chocolate. I don't drink Bud Light, so we're not even going to go there. In 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter writes, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables." Peter says, hey, you see this old path? You see God there on the old paths? I haven't followed this cunningly devised path, and I haven't followed this cunningly devised path away from the old path. I've stayed put. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. Peter said, hey guys, I was there. God told me to shut my mouth and to listen to Jesus. I heard that with my ears. You want to know what he says next? For we have a more sure word of prophecy. Peter said, I have something better than hearing something with my ears. That's pretty cool. That's pretty outstanding. He says this, he said, this is what we've been given. He says, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, David said. Until the day dawn, until the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In closing today, take your Bibles and turn over to Psalm 19. You see, Pastor, why have you labored so diligently to tell us the old paths are found in Scripture? And that it ought to be the foundation of everything in our lives. Because, folks, we need a good foundation. Salvation is not found anywhere else. The way of life is not found anywhere else. It's found in this whole book. In verse 7, the psalmist writes and says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, by what, folks? By the law, by the testimony, by the statutes, by the commandment, by the fear, by the judgments, is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. I can't think of a greater reward than to love God, and to love the Lord Jesus Christ, than for him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And one more thing. If you told me I had to choose between getting to have this old book and a pile of gold bars, I'd take this every time. It's more to be desired than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. It's sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. If you want to know where the old paths are, find them right here. You want something to govern your life by? To live your life by? To be successful in your life by? It's right here. God has preserved it for us. He's given it to us. But what are we going to do with it?